HomeTheBestHome.com. Welcome, I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is March 26, 2012. This is episode 67 of the To-Do List Home Podcast. Save water and money with easy leaky toilet fix. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Lay It on the Line by Triumph, recorded on Just a Game from 1979. Watch and listen through the links that can be found in the show notes. In the show notes, there are surprises now. I've decided to not just provide the link to the Amazon site where you can listen to a 30-second clip of the song, but I've tracked down and I promised to bring you all of the best music through the YouTube that I can find. And today's YouTube is a real treat. Doesn't matter if you're a fan, you don't know who Triumph is, have fun and think back at how many times you've seen somebody playing a double neck guitar live. ToDoListHome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Learn from our mistakes. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Yes, maybe sometimes it does remind you of Mr. Rogers, but come on, it's fun. Share your to-do list ideas with us. Our home projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to bring you homework and life projects with a purpose. At least we've got to convince ourselves that it's a purpose, or else why in the hell would we do them? It's not always important what we do, but it should always be important why we're doing things. Try to be productive, especially if you're trying to make a better life. And being productive is key to that. Part of that key is trying to hold on to what you got and not waste what you don't have. So today's episode, 67, Save Water and Money with Easy Leaky Toilet Fix. Just to start off, I have a few toilet water facts here for you to help you understand why even the simplest of home repairs, or sometimes something that's mundane or something that gives the house its own personality, like a leaky toilet with its regular hissing going on through all hours of the day and night, why not take charge and stop any leakage from your house? There's a link in today's show notes too, Energy Efficient Homes for Dummies. And I'll be doing a book review on this later this week. But the book itself, it's a great book for making your home more energy efficient, and I've gotten some interesting facts from there. The first one is, did you know that 45% of indoor water use is from toilet water? I knew it was a lot. I knew that, the tank holds pretty close to 3.5 to 4.5 gallons at any one time. Probably 5 is what they typically say. And that could turn out to be 32,000 gallons of water per year for just my family of 4. And having a leaky toilet, just that little hissing, the seal around the flapper where the water enters from the tank into the bowl is loose, and just every once in a while a little hissing goes on, that can cost you up to 4,000 gallons of water per year. Yeah, in the big scheme of things, what's it really cost me? Well, that costs me $32 per year per leaky toilet. If I have a choice, do I want to throw $32 away or do something useful? Toilets is parts. First, there's the tank, which is the part above the seat or the throne or the bowl or whatever you would like to call it. And it's a part that gathers and holds the water that gets flushed. There is a water pipe that feeds into the tank called the connector. It has a shutoff valve near the wall. There's the bowl or the throne itself. The part that contains the seat. It's where you put your bum. And the plumbing system is the part that takes everything away safely from the bowl and out of the house. Luckily for me, before we moved in here, sometime within a couple of years before we moved in here, somewhere between 5 and 6 years ago, this house had its sewer line cleaned, which is a really big plus, something I don't have to worry about for some time yet. Even though a toilet just sits in your house, unless it's being used, there are ways to save money and water with your toilet. I'll just say, you figure it out what it means, but, you know, if it's yellow, be mellow, and if it's brown, flush it down. I'm the only PR practitioner around here of this in my house, so I just kind of keep that to myself. Don't use your toilet for a trash can. Toilets are for human butts, not cigarette butts. And try putting a brick or some large rocks into the tank to take up some of the extra volume and thus cut down on the water that needs to fill the tank. We have one of the three tanks like this. More or less, this is my toilet. And my wife doesn't like a brick in the most used toilet. She prefers to make sure everything is flushed away as much as possible. I don't think it makes a difference, but proving it is not worth the effort right now. You can also use a quart bottle filled with water to take up some extra space. Now, for me, it's been a leaky toilet all for maybe a little longer than I'm willing to say, because I did hear the noise for quite some time, usually at the nighttime when everything's quiet. You can hear a for like maybe 15, 20 seconds. And I think over a period of a month or so, it started to get longer, lasting more than 15 or 20 seconds. And I finally took the toilet tank lid off. Usually I've been having a problem with the chain that goes from the lever to the flapper. It's been rusting out over the 3 years that we've been here. And recently that finally gave way. But I also realized that the red flapper that was in the bowls served its time to get a replacement. The problem was that the flapper was not sealed tightly anymore due to wear and tear. I knew what needed to be done, but once again, I didn't feel like getting in the car, going to the Home Depot, asking someone who doesn't know where the parts are, and then trying to figure out how to fix it. As usual, I went online and found a reasonable and well-rated solution at Amazon. The Fluid Master 400C Toilet Tank Repair Kit for just $10 was just what I needed, and the reviews gave me the confidence that I could fix it easily. To be safe, I also ordered a stainless steel Danco 9-inch toilet connector, which is pretty much the standard length of the connector that you need from the water intake that comes from the wall to the toilet tank. A 9-inch stainless steel connector is very much in order in this case. And this is the flexible pipe, like I said, that brings the water from the water adapter to your toilet tank. The total cost was $16, and to get the free shipping, I ordered a second repair kit because my wife said she heard the same sound coming infrequently from the second toilet, which is my toilet, of this type that we have in the house. I hadn't noticed it, but, I'm pretty sure my wife's not imagining things. So if I'd have gone to Home Depot just for the first toilet repair kit and the pose, it would have cost me $18. But that doesn't include the time and money that I would have spent for transportation. If I'd have tried to call a plumber in the area, they would have charged me anywhere between $80 and $100 just to come into the house, and then probably another $30 for parts, and then more money for labor, and who knows how much that could be. Within a short time, I think it was just about 3 or 4 days, and then it was another 3 or 4 days to last Sunday till I could actually take the time to take the toilet apart, fix it. Reading the instructions was very important because you actually have to drain the tank completely, and then you need some dry towels to soak up the extra water that remains in the tank because you're going to unhook the current apparatus from the bottom of the tank that goes through a hole and then is sealed into the connector there. So you're going to have a completely empty tank, and you want to make sure you get all the water out before you start taking out the old toilet tank kit. All that I needed was a pair of wide mouth pliers, and those might not even be necessary. My connector had just been attached to the tank for a long time, so having the wide mouth pliers made it easy to loosen up. When you do make all the connections yourself, only hand tighten them, especially the connector to the tank. However, the connector to the main valve can be tightened typically with a wrench, but not too tight. It took me about 30 minutes to do this, and now I could probably do it in at least half that time. I had to remove the connected hose and drain it twice to get the right height of the water level marker above the flusher intake. And you have to be careful about this. So pay attention, read through the instructions, be careful about the settings, about the instructions, as well as all the parts are there, And they even provide a few troubleshooting scenarios, which is really cool. So you got your own little customer service packaged real well with this product. And then the flapper that comes with this kit is considered to be one that people who are concerned about sediment in their water won't have much of a problem with not closing down tightly on sediment and helping to keep sediment out. But that's what it says. I'm not claiming any of that. The results so far after 1 week have been great. There's no more hissing sound, which means there's no more running water, which means that the parts will pay for themselves in about 6 months. As for the time and energy I put into this, I consider it an investment, and it's new knowledge that I gained, and now I'm sharing with you. My commode no longer leaks, and it actually flushes a bit faster. I actually had to readjust the chain to the flapper and lever a little bit, but that was only one minor adjustment and easy to do. It's really easy to adjust the water level. These days, there are different kinds of toilets on the market. There are low flush toilets. We have one of these. They're not designed for big loads, and I'll just leave it at that. There's pressure assisted toilets, which are expensive because they use a system that keeps water under pressure and lets it all out when flushed. And these are the kind seen in your better public restrooms. There's vacuum assist toilets, which suck the water right out of the bowl. Kind of like what happens on an airplane, I guess, when those toilets are flushed. And there are compost toilets, the kind that don't flush but break down the waste over time. Not the kind you want for your guest bathroom. More like something for a farm or emergency situation where slow breakdown is acceptable and the use for the broken down waste can be found. Okay, very important. Use for the broken down waste can be found. You don't want to be doing this without a plan. There's also, the electronic heavenly toilets that I fell in love with in Japan and ended up living a little more than 8 years in Japan, mostly because wherever you went, you had a magical toilet at your service. I think I'll just put a link to one of these in the show notes for today. I don't endorse this project yet. Maybe someday we'll get one. I don't know. This is, you talk about needs and wants, and it would be pretty easy to justify the item that's listed in today's show notes. The item listed in today's show notes as the final item is the Toto Washlet. They have a convenient activation panel. They're heated seat with temperature control, and water temperature can be set between 86 degrees and 104 degrees. There's a self-cleaning dual-action spray quick-release feature that allows the seat to be removed for easy cleaning, streamlined water wand, soothing aerated water flush, and it's 21 and an eighth inch long, 19 and a quarter inches wide, and the height in total is 7 inches. What a dream machine. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful.